It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 11th, 2014. Today is Veterans Day, an annual observance intended to honor all men and women who have served in the armed forces of the United States. It was first called Armistice Day, to remember that at 11 o'clock in the morning on November 11th, 1918, the First World War officially ended. It was also on November 11th in 1921 that President Warren G. Harding dedicated what was then known as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery near Washington, D.C. Following the examples of France and Great Britain, the United States decided to honor an unknown soldier who had fallen in battle in the Great War as a symbolic representative of all who had died. On Memorial Day, 1921, four unknowns were exhumed from different American military cemeteries in France. U.S. Army Sergeant Edward F. Younger, who had been wounded twice in combat and highly decorated for valor, was one of six servicemen who had been summoned to the City Hall in Chalons-sur-Marne, presumably to act as pallbearers. The officer in charge of the detail held a spray of roses and informed the men, "One of you will be given the honor of selecting the one who is to be America's unknown soldier." Without hesitation, he walked straight up to Younger and handed him the roses. The 22-year-old soldier, who had just received the Distinguished Service Medal for gallantry, walked inside and was shown into a darkened room which served as a makeshift chapel. Alone, he walked slowly around the four flag-draped coffins three times before choosing the third one from the left. "I was just drawn to that one," he said. "It was as if I heard a voice saying, 'This is a friend of yours.'" The coffin Younger chose was shipped to the United States aboard the USS Olympia and lay in state in the rotunda of the Capitol in Washington before receiving ceremonial burial at Arlington. In later years, unknowns from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam would be entombed alongside their comrade from World War I, although thanks to modern DNA technology, the remains of the Vietnam unknown were later identified as those of Lieutenant Michael Blassie of St. Louis and returned to his family. After his military service ended, Sergeant Younger returned to Chicago and worked as a postal employee. He spoke frequently to various school, civic, and patriotic groups about his role in the selection of the unknown soldier before dying of heart disease in 1942 at the age of 44. Surrounded by those with whom he had served and worked and his family, he too was laid to rest at Arlington, just half a mile from the great marble sarcophagus. Younger's simple military headstone does not disclose that it was he who selected the one known but to God, and that he was reunited at last with the one who represents the multitudes who made the ultimate sacrifice, and for whom honor is still rendered every minute of every hour of every day. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 11th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.